Item four is a report, discussion, and possible action on the update of the Regional 8 technical by our consultant, Mr. Sam Hinojosa. Go ahead, Sam.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here. We have a short presentation for you this morning. We will be talking about the completion of the amended plan for this for Region 8. And just really quickly, it's very short, just talk to you about some of the changes that were made in the amended plan. They're all what's reflected on the website that we have now, and then you will then go into discussion as to approve the plan for submittal. Here we are. We have arrived on the date for us to approve the plan, and we submit it next month on the 14th of July. It will be delivered to the Texas Water Development Board. And right now, you can find the document on the website, lowerbrazosflood.org, along with a document that shows which of or all the changes that have been made to chapters 1 through 10. So it makes it easier to go in there and look to see what has been updated. And you can see here, just summarizing where these changes are in chapter 1, just some minor updates to some of the text and chapter 2 as well. In chapter 4 and 5 is where you see the bigger changes, and that's where we had to come in and add in the new projects that we voted on in our last meeting. So all of that has been updated inside of chapters 4 and 5. And then in chapter 10, we updated that as well to include the amended plan updates and some of the outreach that we performed during that time. So if you go look in the document, you should be able to see all those changes pretty quickly. And we just put the chapters in that document that changes were made. And so there won't be the full document in that one summary of changes. But the other documents, you see the full submittal for delivery to you, and then for the public to comment on as well. Some of the things that were a little bit different in this plan versus what was submitted back in January was the Texas Water Development Board is asking for an index listing the revisions that were made by chapter or table. So we do have that included as well. You can look at that document to see all the changes. That will be submitted to the Texas Water Development Board. And then all the models and associated reports that go with any of the updated projects that we included in the plan. We have in the appendix, you'll see that there was one of the appendices, you'll see a summary of the work that was done for the regional watershed studies that we did, summarizing the approach as well as the alternatives that were developed and the communication with the potential sponsors. And then you also see a document that talks about the flood warning system recommendations that were made. And we also had to include a new or updated no negative impact spreadsheet. And we have that put together as well. And that is in the document you see. So with that, I would like to open up if there's any comments on the plan to this point. Anything that stood out to folks that we need to address from this group? If not, I'll turn it back over to the chair.
Thank you, Sam. So anything from the voting members regarding the plan that we're about to vote on? Sujith.
Thank you, Chair. I want to commend the team for doing a heck of a job in trying to get, considering the facts, we have various issues and concerns. I really appreciate Sam for thinking about on the flood alert system, because I think the main thing is going to be at least alert the people on the public's perspective, and then the solution come at a later date. But I want to thank all the group, the technical members too. That's all.
Thank you, Sujith. Anyone else, questions or comments before we take action on item 5 here?